Hi, and welcome to Blind Spot. Tonight we present Versus, 26 fights in a row, brought to you by Jacob Christopher Hammes, Peter Rosenblum, Philip Von Sweck, Jenny Walters, John Wenzel, and Brian Taylor. For more information about the group of the artists and writers and musicians that make this show possible, visit www.stopgostop.com/blindspot. Each week, Blindspot creates a live radio experience on Sunday nights from 10 to 11. And, I already gave you the website? Okay. And now, Versus.
You get everything you ask for. You finally get commitments in writing. Focus on original thinking, creativity, and exciting flirtation. Take notes of experiences, dreams. Your voice is melodious. Sing in and out of shower. You get almost everything you want and dreamed about. Light touch wins. You gain admirers and influence people. Broken promises will be mended. Gemini figures prominently. You will not be easy to fool. Exciting changes take place, including romance. Trust intuitive intellect. You'll be at the right place at a special moment, cycle high. You pick and choose the right people almost effortlessly. Scorpio is featured. In a way, your kind of day. What you worked for comes to fruition. Do not be ultra shy. Let it be known. I can handle anything. Lucky number is 8. People are talking about you. Many are interested in seeing you, reading what you write. Focus on original thinking, daring, and courage of convictions. Decisions will favor your interest. Taurus plays major role. By tonight, you get lucky break. Secret meeting is held. You will be subject of main discussion. Aries, Libra, person figure of scenario. Within 24 hours, you learn that possessions are worth more than expected. Tonight, your eyes sparkle. This is caused by romantic interlude. Taurus involved. Puzzle pieces fall into place. Real estate deal comes through in surprising manner. What was lost will be retrieved. Cancer and another Capricorn play roles. Take charge of your own destiny. Predict future and make it come true. Journey is in the offing. Publication of material elevates prestige. Aries represented. You exude aura of sensuality, sex, appeal. Focus on organization in connection with career. Recognize priorities. Cancer native is drawn to you, and make no secret of it. Break free of restrictions. Create your own tradition. A different kind of romance is on horizon. Make fresh start in new direction. Leo will be part of amazing adventure. Power and authority are on you.
Round 2, technique versus harmonica. My cell phone book versus your cell phone book. Round four, Ken Nordine versus Kevin Costner.
Sometimes I wonder if I know where I'm going. I go for a walk like this, and it seems I have been walking for years and years.
Georgia was richer and darker than yours. It was in the basket we found in Nolan.
It doesn't exist.
Well, how can you be so sure?
Because I've sailed farther than most have dreamed.
Leading me on.
And I've never seen it.
But the things on your boat.
Where it is taking me.
Things on my boat? What?
There are things on your boat that nobody has ever seen. What are these shells?
They seem to know
where they're going. And that reflecting glass. The music box.
And they're getting there in such a hurry.
What? Not from dry land, then where?
Where am I going?
You want to see dry land?
Where you're going.
You really want to see it?
And then I could
I'll take you to dry land. What's the matter with you, bud? You in a fog?
Sorry.
Get in.
I figure that someday everything will clear up.
On the air for what?
I'm
get
nowhere.
In the water.
It'll be all right.
Sometimes I feel as if I'm getting closer.
Don't touch anything.
I am getting closer.
Okay.
The sound is getting louder.
Round five, Tape Ball versus Monkees. Round 6, Bruce Nauman versus Kung Fu.
Thank you.
7. Round 7, taking measurements versus phone conversation with the sister. Hey, so how's it going?
6.5 inches.
7 3/4. Oh, man. That's really
foot,
bad.
4 inches. 16.
No. Is that any better?
Millimeters.
Okay, great. Yeah, I didn't wake you up or anything there, did I?
6.7 meters.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's like, oh, yeah, it's only an hour. I'm thinking, for some reason, I'm thinking of the West Coast. As usual, but, you know, 18, the mountains between 18, us aren't that big. What'd you say?
19 and a half.
Oh, okay, okay.
And a half inches.
12 inches.
So, what are you doing right now?
Centimeters. 1 foot. 3 inches.
28
oh, yeah?
And
Dustin over?
11.7.
Is six, Dustin over?
1 by
inches, 42 centimeters.
Oh, okay. Okay. He has cats, though?
4 feet. 7
centimeters.
Inches.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
That, how many? What, 2?
3.
8 and a quarter.
Inches
by 8 and a quarter.
Oh, okay. Okay.
22 and...
Well, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Well, my friend Heather just moved in with her guy, and they've got like 4. And that's just totally overwhelming. I don't know. Great, but, you know, totally overwhelming. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
4.5.
5 inches.
I don't know. 8 feet. I'm okay, I guess. I'm okay. I didn't sleep that much last night, so right now I'm just kind of like alternating between water and Coca-Cola, and, you know, I just can't... It's... I don't know. I can't handle it right now. I need to take a nap.
3 centimeters.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Inches.
All right. Well, I gotta go, but I'll. Can I call you right back? I gotta call on the other line. Okay. Bye. Round 8: gargling versus Eric Satie. Round 9, thinking about Dracula versus a staring contest. Round 10, pandas versus sawing wood. Round 11, darkness versus a pillow fight.
Hey, you bitch. You better not be playing with pillows in there. Kids, come on.
He tore my panties.
You guys.
Ow.
I said simmer down in there. You better not be playing with those pillows. Those pillows are meant for sleeping. They're not meant for playing with. So cut it out. Don't make me go in there. Damn it. Kids, keep it down. Your mother's trying to sleep over here. My pillows. Come on.
You're so stupid. Stop it.
Hey, you better not be playing with those.
You stop it. You started it.
That's it. I'm taking my pillows away. I'm taking all of your pillows. No more pillows for you kids.
We're not fighting.
It sounds like there's something going on. In there.
Ow!
Round 12, Ready Whip versus Extreme Desperation and Disappointment.
What do you mean there's nothing? What do you mean you don't have it done? I just don't understand why it's not done. I mean, I gave you a whole week and a half to do it. I know the presentation's supposed to be this week, but this week is now. Oh, come on. You gotta be kidding me. I don't care that your computer didn't... You gotta be, no, next time, you're gonna tell me a week in advance that you're gonna flub up so bad I'm gonna have to fire you. You gotta be, no, okay, so what am I supposed to tell the board? That's what I wanna know. What am I gonna tell the board? No, I know you don't have any answers. Oh, come on, just give me a freaking, you gotta, okay. So you know that there's one thing.
Round 13. Hyperventilating into a paper bag versus compiling a mental list.
Yeah.
Round 14. Canada versus Spam.
Mark Short is Canadian too, and other great performers of our time.
Pretty big,
and Canadians are so nice.
Ambassadors,
you can just like walk into their house.
Canada,
they have all their doors unlocked all the time because it's so safe
a
there.
A
you just walk in and you say hi and you sit down and you have some pancakes with some real maple syrup.
You know,
it's from Canada. And I mean, there's the healthcare. Everyone gets free healthcare. Everyone's really healthy.
There's a lot of water in Canada.
And their skin is really clear,
you know,
too, because of the air.
They don't have a draft. They don't.
I'm pretty sure that they drink the recommended amount of water every day.
They accept, you know, like
they never don't
Americans,
do that. And
when they want to avoid the draft.
There's a lot of really good nature in Canada. Like mountains and stuff, and water, bodies of water that are Canadian. That
I have.
My
ringtone on
Niagara
my cell phone
Falls.
Is the song of Canada.
Part of them, anyway.
I like
real good about sharing that in Niagara Falls with the other people that aren't Canadian. They're just really good at sharing. They're really nice. And
they have sweaters.
Did I
mention
a lot of
Swarovski's
Canadian?
A lot of people knit up in Canada.
And,
you know, they got a lot of sheep. They got to do something with the wool.
You're listening to Versus, 26 fights, 2 minutes each on Blindspot. Round 15, the phenomenology of perception versus a pack of dogs. Let us first of all describe the spatiality of one's own body. If my arm is resting on the table, I should never think of saying that it is beside the ashtray in the way in which the ashtray is beside the telephone. The outline of my body is a frontier which ordinary spatial relations do not cross. This is because its parts are interrelated in a particular way. They do not spread out side by side, but enveloped in each other. For example, my hand is not a collection of points. In cases of allochoria, in which the subject feels in his right hand stimuli applied to his left hand, it is impossible to suppose that each of the stimulations changes its spatial value on its own account. The various points on the left hand are transferred to the right as a relevant and total organ, a hand without parts which has been suddenly displaced. Hence they form a system, and the space of my hand is not a mosaic of spatial values. Similarly, my whole body, for me, is not an assemblage of organs juxtaposed in space. I am in an undivided possession of it, and I know where each of my limbs is through a body image in which all are included. But the notion of body image is ambiguous, as are all notions which make their appearance at turning points in scientific advance. They can be fully developed only through a reform of methods. At first, therefore, they are not used in a sense which falls short of their full sense, and it is their imminent development which bursts the bounds of methods hitherto used. Round 16, John Bonham versus Fast Counting.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 66, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 101, 101, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 100, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 41, 50, 52, 53, 54, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 41, 50, 52, 53, 54, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 41, 52, 53, 54, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 41, 52, 53, 54, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 41, 52, 53, 54, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 41, 52, 53, 54, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 41, 52, 53, 54, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 41, 52, 53, 54, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 41, 52, 53, 54, 45, 46, 47, 48,
Round 17. All the Spanish you know versus all the French I can remember.
Amo doctoro Fuentes.
Je voudrais
Hola.
Un bateau
Naranja.
De pamplemousse.
Hugo
Hulo está de baño.
No habla español.
Un, deux, trois.
Uno, dos,
quatre,
tres,
cinq,
quatre,
six, sept, huit,
cinco,
neuf, dix, onze, douze, treize, quatorze, quinze. 16, taco.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
10, 20, 18,
pasa
19.
¿Cómo se llama? ¿Cómo estás?
Allons-y a la...
Paseole.
Gato.
Gato. Señor Passarelli.
La pomme de terre. Dans l'office.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, siete...
A la manui. Tout à l'heure.
Mexico.
Mexico.
España. ¿Dónde está el teléfono?
On va.
¿Dónde está elefantes?
Parce
¿Dónde
que
está le panda?
Holiday no. Maintenant.
Me llamo Pedro. Me llamo
habla.
Me llamo señor Pascual.
A quelle heure est-il à jouer?
Me llamo Doctor Fuentes. Me llamo Doctor Fuentes.
Ay, caramba.
Uno, dos, tres.
Cuatro. Un bouteille de vie. Round 18. Hesitation or stalling versus the tuneless whistle.
Wait a minute. Don't start yet. I'm not ready. Can we just hold on a second. What are we doing? Can we just take a break? I'm not ready for this. Just give me a second, okay? Can we start over? Guys, is anybody listening? Can we just start over? Guys, hey, you in the studio? Like, what are we doing? I don't even know. Nobody, we're totally unprepared for this. Can I go have a cigarette? Can I go outside smoke? I'm gonna take a drink of my Coke. I'll be ready in a second. I'll be ready. Where's the script? Where's my script? Who's got my script? It was sitting right here. It's not there anymore. I need another script. I don't know. I don't know. What are you talking about? My headphones. Can you turn up my headphones? Is this mic on? Are we live? I'm not. Hold on. No. No. Just give me another minute, all right? Just put on some music. I don't know. What?
Round 19. Peter drawing versus baby chickens. Round 20, E chords versus Claritin D and Allegra.
Thank you.
Round 21, 7 versus 9.
Hey, did you ever hear the one about why 6 is afraid of 7?
I don't understand.
Yeah, it's because 7, 8, 9.
Everybody's afraid of me.
That's a good one.
I mean, I know it had to do with,
I'm
you know,
bigger numbers.
With 9.
Numbers
I,
a lot bigger than
I
9.
Really, I but, didn't mean for that to happen.
I don't know.
You know,
going into
me
places,
and 9, we used
too.
To be friends.
Root canal. Root canal.
You know,
is
it's a long story.
News.
I don't really want to go into
a
it.
Lot
but
of drilling going on. There's
you know,
smoke coming out of your mouth.
I felt betrayed, and
they're putting on rubber.
You know,
gloves.
And I just reacted.
They're looking at you like you're supposed to be doing something.
I know it was wrong. I know I shouldn't have eaten him.
It scares me.
I mean, but everybody's always running for me. You know, like people make mistakes. What do you want me to do?
Standing
I'm
over,
sorry.
You know,
that's
you're in the corner,
what can I do?
People are
you know,
talking,
I can't bring them back.
Know what they're talking about.
I don't know.
I feel like you're supposed to be doing something. And then
I mean, people
you
are, you know, they're putting
people
me in this
and
box.
They think you're crazy.
That I don't belong.
It's
in.
Not.
I'm a good person. I 7. You
I don't
know,
like
hey, I'm the
big
lucky
dog,
7.
Big dogs.
I'm 7. You know, like
big dogs with big scary teeth.
I'm a good guy,
barking,
really. I just don't know.
And you think
what to do here? There's
you just don't know what's
you know,
going on there.
I feel this everywhere I go.
But
there's just all this hate. There's I get these stares. People are staring at me, and you know they're talking about me behind my back. They're
people
freaking
out.
You know, oh, watch out for 7. He's gonna eat
you.
Ooh, look out!
And you never know. Like someone's gonna jump out of a car. And they're just going to start
I don't know.
Hammering on you
with
like
I was
a golf
hungry.
Club or something. Just go like Jack Nicholson and freak out.
I'm
on
sorry.
You.
I, you know, I just wish
and
I just
then,
wish that
know,
we could
like
you know
can
put this whole thing behind us. I just like want to I just want to move out of the country. I want to.
Round 22, Jesus's versus a helicopter. Thank you. Round 23, holding your breath competition versus someone trying to ask questions to find out what's going on.
What's going on? What are you guys doing? Holding your breath? Why are you doing that? Is this a contest? Are you guys trying to see who can hold your breath the longest? Looks like you lost. Peter's still going. You don't have to. Start again. What are you doing? So how's your cat doing, Peter? Are you worried about him? He's at home all alone. Who's winning? What was that? I think you lost. How much longer do we have on this show? Like 10 minutes? What's going on? What do we got next? I hope people are listening. You think some people are listening?
Round 24. Trebuchet versus catapult.
Oh.
Round 25, staplers versus comfortable shoes.
I love feel of new
I just
shoes.
Tried on a pair of
so yeah I don't know I mean
course
I just
shoes.
I've had these shoes for about 3 years
and it's kind of like
brown, they're
wedgies. Just irritating it
they're work
sense.
Shoes right now they're covered in paint and dust drywall dust
their size
I don't know they've lasted me pretty long but now one of the soles has a hole in it and I keep worrying that I'm going to step on a nail or something. I have these other shoes that I don't really wear anymore because they're kind of uncomfortable. These brown steel-toed boots made by Caterpillar, same company that makes heavy machinery.
Somehow,
it's just
real like. Anyway, these were great, except
they have
really hard to find.
Also really heavy.
So when
I got them because I was working construction on one
and
summer
then with skirts
that
the shirt isn't sort of at knee length or above,
like
it
steel
tear
so
that
it doesn't
fall
on my foot. I wouldn't I never hurt myself, but I've also never hurt myself wearing these shoes.
They just give me like shin splints or something, but real good at that. After like 2 hours,
I wore boots
for
probably 4 years, and then I just recently started wearing shoes.
I'm
back to boots because it's the middle of the winter.
Comfortable
you know,
shoes. I mean, they're
it's cold outside.
I'm used to them, but then if I don't wear them, it's your entire outlook on everything. You never realize.
But I don't know. I really haven't bought any shoes.
So, yeah, I've got my eyes peeled. You know, I spent hours at...
I've never had a resort.
Round 26. Catcher in the Rye versus Punk Rock.
Did you ever get fed up, I said? I mean, did you ever get scared of that everything was going lousy unless you did something? I mean, do you like school and all that stuff? It's a terrific bore. But I mean, do you hate it? I know it's a terrific bore, but do you hate it? That's what I mean. Well, I don't exactly hate it. You always have to... Well, I hate it. Boy, do I hate it, I said. But it isn't just that, it's everything. I hate living in New York and all, taxi cabs and Madison Avenue buses with all the drivers and always yelling at you to get out of the rear door and being introduced to phony guys that call the lunch angels and going up and down elevators when you just want to go outside and guys fitting your pants all the time at Brooks and people always, don't shout please, old Sally said, which was very funny because I wasn't even shouting. Take cars, I said. I said it in this very quiet voice. Take most people. They're crazy about cars. They worry if they get a little scratch on them. And they're always talking about how many miles they get to a gallon. And if they get a brand new car, already they start thinking about trading in for one that's even newer. I don't even like old cars. I mean, they don't even interest me. I'd rather have a horse. A horse is at least human, for God's sake. Or you can at least... I don't know what you're even talking about, old Sally said. You jump from one. You know something, I said? You're probably the only reason I'm in New York right now, or anywhere. If you weren't around, I'd probably be someplace way the heck off. In the woods, or someplace. You're the only reason I'm around, practically. You're sweet, she said. But you could tell she really wanted to change the subject. You ought to go to a boys' school sometime. Try it sometime, I said. It's full of phonies, and all you do is study, so that you can learn enough to be smart enough to buy a Cadillac someday, and you have to keep making believe you give a damn if the football team loses, and all you do is talk about girls and liquor and sex all day, and everybody sticks together in these dirty little cliques. The guys that are on the basketball team stick together, the Catholics stick together, the intellectuals stick together, the guy playing bridge sticks together, even the guys that belong to the Book of the Month Club stick together. If you have to have a little intelligence, now listen, that's all I said. Lots of boys get more out of school than that. I agree they do. Some of them. But that's all I get out of it. See, that's my point. That's exactly my point, I said. I don't get hardly anything out of it. I'm in a bad shape. I'm in lousy shape. You certainly are. Then all of a sudden, I got this idea. Look, I said, here's my idea. How would you like to get out of here? Here's my idea. I know this guy in Greenwich Village that we can borrow his car for a couple of weeks. He used to go to the same school I did, and he still owes me $10. What we could do is, tomorrow morning, we could drive up to Massachusetts and Vermont, and all around there, see? It's beautiful up there. It really is. I was getting excited as hell the more I thought about it, and I sort of reached over and took Sally's hand. What a fool I was. No kidding, I said. I have about 180 bucks in the bank. I can take it out when it opens in the morning, and I can go down and get the guy's car. No kidding. We'll stay in these cabin camps and stuff like that until the dough runs out. Then when the dough runs out, I could get a job somewhere, and we could live somewhere with a brook and all that. Later on, we could get married or something. I could chop down our own wood in the wintertime and all. Honest to God, we could have a terrific time.
You've been listening to Blind Spot Versus, an evening of 26 two-minute fights, brought to you live on WLUW 88.7 Chicago, featuring the talents of Jenny Walters, Philip Von Sweck, Jacob Christopher Hammes, Peter Rosenblum, Brian Taylor, and John Wenzel. Each week, Blindspot presents a unique live radio program. For more information about the group of artists, writers, and performers that work on the show each week, please visit our website at www.stopgostop.com/blindspot. Tune in next week at 10 p.m. For a Thanksgiving special, How to Be Happy. Thank you for listening. This has been Blindspot.